Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice and Injustice 2. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening. Booyah!
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're going to talk some video games. So, as of the time of this recording, it has all but been confirmed that Disney is buying 20th Century Fox. Or most of it. Not all of it, but a lot of it. Including their Marvel properties. So, X-Men, Fantastic Four, things like that. And at first, I was really excited about it. Now kind of on the fence. We'll get into that later on in the week, but yeah, so today, well, this week we're going to look at some great crossovers, from recent memory, some great, you know, two powerhouses coming together to make something even cooler and even better. So yeah, powerhouse combo week. I don't know. We'll call it something. So let's go ahead and dive right into it. Number 5. Oh, and so all of the, when I say recent memory, all these video games have been released within the past, well, for the most part, like the past 2 years, with one exception being slightly older than that. But here we go. Number 5 is WWE 2K16. Now, the WWE games, I'll pick up down the road. I'm never a day one person on them. I enjoy, and I don't even play the campaign or anything like that. I only do the stuff where it's somebody from the past, and this one was with Stone Cold Steve Austin. But maybe even cooler than that, is the pre-order bonus that came with it, where you actually got to be the Terminator. You were Arnold Schwarzenegger in various forms of the Terminator. And you got to wrestle as the Terminator. You know, he had his entrance music and his big fancy entrance and everything. The promo trailer that they cut for it, showing him walking in a bar full of WWE superstars, was just a lot of fun. And it's one of those things, you know, the Terminator has been in some not good games and in some decent games. But seeing him out of his element but still fit in so naturally and so perfectly was really a whole lot of fun, and I, like I said, one of the best parts of the game. I really enjoyed it. Number 4 is going to be Rocket League. If for some reason you've been living under a rock, Rocket League came out on PlayStation 4 back July of 2015, Xbox February of 2016, and Nintendo Switch just November of 2017, not that long ago. It is a game that is insanely addictive. It's soccer with cars. That's more or less, I mean, there's more to it than that, but more or less, that's what there is. And it's a lot of fun. Me and my buddies used to play it all the time. I have friends that every single night they play it. And it's crazy. But it's had some really cool DLC with it as part of that. And you got to see some major, major crossovers there. You got to see the DeLorean from Back to the Future. You've got the Batmobile from Dawn of Justice. You got cars from Mad Max. What else? You got Night Kit from Knight Rider, which is always cool. Fate of the Furious, you had the Dodge Charger, and they have put out just so many other things, whether it's little flags from Rick and Morty, or Goat Simulator, Counter-Strike, Portal. This game, I mean, it knows its fan base. It knows gamers love other games, and since it's a game that, you know, can pretty much pick up anything. There's NBA tie-ins to it, all sorts of stuff that it's great. And anytime I play, almost every time I play, I'm either the Batmobile or the DeLorean, just because it's the DeLorean and I love it and it's wonderful. So, yeah. Moving on. Number three is going to be Killer Instinct. This is an Xbox One exclusive that was a launch title, November of 2013. But they've had three seasons so far on it. And they have definitely delivered on crazy characters from different universes. In season three, you had Rash, who is from Battletoads. So that's awesome. You had General Ram from Gears of War. And it's just really great. And my personal favorite, you had the Arbiter from Halo. And all the other ones have been from various Killer Instincts over the years and stuff. But having a Battletoad fight somebody from Halo, fight somebody from Gears of War, fighting Thunder or Orchid or Saberwolf or any of these is just mindless fun. You know, fighting games are all about who's stronger and who's better. And this game really helps, you know, hit home with that. With it being a little more, I mean, it is rated teen, but it seems a little more mature. You know, you're able to have a little more violent and, like, people just actually beating the trash out of each other. Killer Instinct isn't for everybody. It's really combo heavy. Button smashing doesn't really work. Neither does turtling, where you just sit there and block the whole time and hope to get a cheap shot in. But I've always enjoyed Killer Instinct. Like, it's not my favorite fighting game, but when you throw in all these other characters, it definitely moves it up the list pretty quickly as far as great fighting games. And number two is going to be Runbo. This is a ridiculously fun game that actually launched on the Wii U in 2015 and came to Xbox One in 2017. And it's supposed to be coming to PlayStation 4 sometime in 2018, along with the Switch. There's different modes. Some of the modes are like battle modes, last man standing, and a lot of them are just race. And as you go, depending on the levels, but usually like the background changes colors throughout it. And so if there's a purple platform, when the purple background slides through, that platform disappears. And it's a lot of fun to play, especially if you're a two-year-old, because they'll sit there and go, blue, red, orange, black. Black is when you die. So it's really neat, but this game is an indie darling. And it brought in just about everybody that it could. You know, it brings in Shovel Knight from Shovel Knight, Rusty from SteamWorld Dig, Juan and Tostada from Guacamelee, Swift Thornbook, Thornbrook, sorry, from Sportsball, Scram Kitty from Scram Kitty and his buddy on Rails, Commander Video and Commander Girl Video from Bit Trip, and even more, Gunvolt from Azure Striker Gunvolt, Tesla Mentor from TeslaGrad, one of the clones from Stealth Inc., Arid from The Fall, people from Zeo Drifter, the princess from Chariot, Max from Mutant Muds, Drifter, I mean, you see, there's lots and lots and lots, and it's really cool. I hope, you know, they just keep releasing and keep adding on, because I don't know. I doubt it, because they said they're not going to do any more updates, but maybe with, you know, being released on the PlayStation and the Switch, we'll get to see some more stuff from it. But if you're not one of these other characters, you're just a single color character, male or female, that you can, you know, make into a ninja or a cop or various things. There's different outfits for them. But, I mean, you look, there's almost a dozen cameos in there. And the fact that you can get something like that magnitude, all these indie people coming together like, oh yeah, you can put our people in your game. We're down. We're on board. It'd be great. So that's pretty awesome. Before we get to our number one, a couple of honorable mentions. Soul Calibur, when you had Ezio Auditore show up. Bayonetta in Anarchy Reigns. Tony Hawk with the Ninja Turtles, but it still can saved the game. And again, Ezio in Prince of Persia. So that's pretty cool. But our number one, the number one best massive crazy powerhouse crossover is Injustice 2. Injustice 1, you know, you had Scorpion show up, and that was really cool. And in Injustice 2, they added, I mean, just with the game itself, added so many other characters, but their DLC characters are where it's at. I mean, the first pack, you had Sub-Zero show up from Mortal Kombat. In the second pack, you had Raiden from Mortal Kombat and Hellboy from friggin' Dark Horse's Hellboy show up. And in the new pack coming out, you have, again, the Ninja Turtles. So this is a game where you can pit Mortal Kombat people to against DC people, against Dark Horse people, against Mirage Studios people, everything. And it's so much fun. You can look up the reaction videos of when they announced the Ninja Turtles, and people lost their minds. It is insane. And yeah, all the stuff is just really cool, because when you think of heroes, we talked a little bit about Killer Instinct, you know, wanting to see who's the strongest and who's the best. Well, comic fans do that all the time. And so here you actually have the chance to bring all of these characters together in one place and fight each other. And oh, it's just so great. But that's it. That's our best power crossovers. Let us know what you think. What are some of your favorite cameos and crossovers in video games? You can let us know here below on SoundCloud or on social media. As always, we're out there. YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Just look for The Night Nerd. We'd love to hear from you. We love everybody, and it's always fun. And when I say we, it's not just me. Make sure you're checking out Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words here on the network. They have good stuff going on all the time. Always enjoyable. If you want to talk to me directly, though, you can email me, thenightnerd@outlook.com, or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to each and every single one of those emails, so I really do appreciate it and love hearing from all of you. So that's going to be it for us today. Thank you so much for listening. Again, I'm Lance, and we will see you tomorrow. I do, but I'm thinking too much, and I'm studying how they toss the dice. It had to be simpler back in the day when our folks were pretty certain they could find someone. Now none of it's a sign, we just want a date, whether deaf or blind or dumb. I look at your number and wonder if I should call you up and invest a dime in a